686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
There was a Munich school teacher who once said that 10-year-old Albert Einstein would never amount to too much. In 1962, the Decca Records Company said, as they turned down the Beatles, we don't like their sound, groups with guitars are on their way out.
I do agree. I don't like their sound either, but somebody's kicking themselves.
Bad taste. In San Diego in the late 1980s, a man named Tony visited a convalescent home and began speaking with an elderly lady. As he talked, he helped himself to some peanuts from a jar at the side of the old woman's chair. And after some time, she asked the woman if she would like a peanut. She replied, "Oh, I can't eat them things, dear. I just sucked the chocolate off and dropped them in a jar beside my chair." That's gross.
That's really gross.
Good acting. A woman was asked by the well-known and popular television program America's Most Wanted to act the part of a vicious arsonist. She was an experienced actress, so she gladly accepted the part. The day after the program was aired, two New Jersey police officers walked past the woman. One stopped, came back, and said, "You're the lady that was on America's Most Wanted last night." She smiled at the thought of being recognized in public. The officers arrested her.
Cuffed her up.
Wow. The Big Bang Theory. When a man's vehicle broke down on a highway, a woman pulled alongside him and asked him if she could push start his car with her car. And he said that his vehicle was an automatic and therefore needed to be pushed at 35 miles per hour before it would start. The woman nodded, turned her car around, and drove back down the street. She then did a U-turn and hit the man's car at 35 miles per hour. Okay. Well, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, January 31st, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. This is a fact. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. This is a fact. The voice the pro-choicers, the pro-murderers wish to silence. This is a fact. The patriots that the globalists despise, this is a fact. We are them Americans. We are the sons of liberty, America. Welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of our show today, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. It is a one-hour program, not a three-hour program. So don't call us at the end of the hour wanting to talk.
Can I get on?
Yes. Too late. See ya. Sorry. Wouldn't want to.
See ya.
Thank you. There's my parrot, folks.
There's my parrot, folks.
All right. If you'd like to go to our website to find out who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Again, that's BradleyDean1. And again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, do give us a call. Now, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
So we are turning talk radio into do radio, and doing we are. Go ahead,
as a matter
other
of fact,
guy.
Speaking of doing, on sonsoflibertyradio.com, we have a special treat for you today. We were discussing yesterday about how Media Research Center interviewed Bradley on the suit that we have right now with Rachel Maddow. It's on the front page of their website, mrctv.org.
It's also posted on my Facebook, Bradley.
On Facebooks. It's on the Sons of Liberty Facebook, and it's also on Sons of Liberty Radio as the top news item there. So you want to go check it out. It's a 10-minute piece. It is awesome. It explains everything, and I think they did a very fair job. It's slow-moving, and it's meant to be, so that you get every single detail, and you never have a question why we're taking this to the face of the enemy right now in America.
That's it?
That's all.
Well, what about likes on the Sons of Liberty Facebook page?
I did say that. It's
you
up
did.
On the Sons of Liberty
Boy,
Facebook
I'm not even
page.
Paying attention. I'm
That's okay.
Sorry about that. Here, what I want to do real quick, folks, this is not the topic of the show. What we're going to be talking about is evolution today. The theory and the religion of evolution. But before we get to that, I just want to ask you folks, why is Obama afraid of Rick Santorum? Why is the media so afraid of Rick Santorum?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that, folks. The catfight is between who? Gingrich and Romney. All the time, right?
Yep.
And Romney's trying to advance it to forget about Gingrich by bringing the fight to Obama.
Yeah.
And by the way, just like I said yesterday, there is no difference between Obama and Romney except the color of their skin. Mm-hmm. Look at their records, folks.
That's right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No difference.
So I think what we should do is just let's ask Rick what happened and why is Obama so afraid of Rick Santorum?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it was just said yesterday that he was basically packing his bags and leaving Florida. Yeah, for why? You mean like Rick's not going to be in it? No, like his daughter was sick in the hospital.
Right.
You left out the details, media. Let's go ahead and play this for the people and listen to what Rick Santorum said.
Now, the senator's impressive showing comes just days after reports circulated that he was considering dropping out of the race. But here to clear the air, the man himself, presidential candidate Rick Santorum. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks, Sean. It's good to be with you. It's I know where that's coming from. We've actually traced it. It's coming from the White House because they're afraid that we're the one that's going to come out of this race. And if you looked at the President's State of the Union address, he led with a pathetic program, but at least he led with the idea of trying to revitalize manufacturing and doing something about the Reagan Democrats that are leaving him in droves. And they will, based on the track record I have and the policy that I put out, our Made in the USA plan, we have a tailor-made message for where Obama's Achilles heel is in those states.
Isn't that interesting, folks? When we come back, we're going to talk about evolution. Did you hear me, folks? I said evolution. Ooh, I hear him coming.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others. And that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heather! Heather! Your kids are hungry.
It's lunchtime.
Are we live? Yeah, Bradley and Jake, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, right before the break, I just paid homage. Ooh, did I pick that one up or what? I just paid homage to Rick Santorum. Folks, you got to keep in mind, remember what I said to you before? They get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to bother giving you the right answers. Well, what happens in omission for other candidates that have won states like Rick Santorum has? You have Rick that won a state. You have...
won a debate.
Yes. Yes. You have Ron Paul's. Mm-hmm. He's I'm sorry. I was just like over here looking around.
He's doing pretty well with
he's
the 30
skyrocketing on his stats.
Yep.
He is. How come we're not talking about those two guys? Because it's not about those two guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Rick Santorum doesn't have any junk on his record. Well, why wouldn't the American people want to be, you know, seeing more of Rick? Well, they do want
they
to
do.
See more of
That's
Rick.
Right.
That's why they're complaining about the fact that they're not seeing Rick.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
know, Ron Paul's doing his own thing as well. Mm-hmm. But again, we're talking about Romney and Gingrich all the time. And it's interesting, those two are the insiders, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, never fall for the fact that Romney's not an insider, folks. His dad was governor. And let me give you one more. Let me throw this rock on its backside as well, okay? Let's overturn this rock. Does anybody know Mitt Romney's first name?
Ooh, I do.
I might have a target on my back for this one. You ready for this? You know what Mitt's name is, folks? Yeah, his mom and his dad had to be very angry with him to name him what they named him.
That's been a bad day.
It's over the top. It's cruelty. Where was child services when we needed them the most? Willard.
Willard Mitt.
If I was him, I would have my name publicly as Mitt Romney as well.
You know, there was
Willard
all this,
wouldn't fly with the American people.
There was all this debate. As
doesn't
to
he
him.
Look bewildered all the time? Hey, doesn't he look bewildered all the time?
Ooh,
doesn't he?
Yes, I think so. think there's a reason why.
He's a chameleon, dude. He's Willard. And by the way, folks, isn't it interesting that yesterday Gingrich had a chameleon behind? Folks, they're catching up.
He really did. Hey, now, that is true. I think in a contest between Willard. The two names, Stengel and Willard, I think, I don't know which one, Stengel, Willard?
Stengel has nothing to do with this conversation.
That's funny. But going back to the taxes and releasing the taxes,
yeah.
Everybody was wondering, why wasn't he going to release the taxes? And he held out for a long time. I think the reason is because on the tax return, it's where we found out his name was Willard.
That's right.
And it wasn't that he didn't want you to know how much dough he was making, it's that he didn't want you to know his first name.
And if you do want to know how much dough he's been making on a daily basis, $56,000 a day that individual makes.
That's almost as good as some...
Isn't it interesting, though, how Rick and Ron were always being pointed out... I'm sorry, not Rick and Ron. Forgive me. Rick and Gingrich were always called the insiders by Romney, yet Romney was a governor and so was his dad.
Mm-hmm. You're talking
well,
about
what
Willard,
is,
right?
What does that make you, dude? Are you exempt from that?
Yeah. He's from the private sector.
Man, he's ostracizing.
From the private
he's
sector.
He's ostracizing his own brothers.
He's
but he's forgetting to tell the
himself.
People the truth again.
That's right.
The guy is just, wow. He looks erratic. He looks and he responds sporadically. He looks like he's waiting for the next thing to fly through him so he can say he's looking for affirmation from the audience as to what he's supposed to say next. It's a terrible place, Mitt. I'm sorry, Willard.
Willard, yes.
To be when your right. brains are in the audience's head. Listen, a man of conscience can never lead the consensus. Mm-hmm. It's a man of conscience that molds the consensus. And he doesn't understand that yet.
No, he doesn't.
He thinks a leader is to follow.
Mm-hmm.
No, what makes you a leader if those you want to follow is when you follow the Christ. Not the consensus of the people.
That's right. And that's why he was pro-choice in Massachusetts. That's why he's
and
a pro-choice
pro-homosexual
governor.
And pro-gun right. Dude, he
gun
is
control.
He is the same exact everything as Obama from A to Z.
Yep. It's a different flavor of the day.
Florida, hello. Wake up and smell the sea here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz.
It's not hard to smell old Willard.
No. I mean, I wonder what his wife thinks. When he dies, folks, he believes he's going to get his own planet. He follows a faith of Joseph Smith, who, by the way, was burned down in a barn. He was a known adulterer.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he reads my Bible or not, but the end of the book says, if you add to or you take away any words of these prophecies, the curses will be added unto you. Yet you have an individual that is sitting there following an adulterer. That basically added to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a cult, folks. It's a cult. That is the definition of a cult.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't know what he believes in or what he stands for, who's coming up with this electability? He's the most electable candidate we have. Where are you coming from? And I'll tell you where that came from. That came from the left.
Yeah. Because that's who they want Obama to run against, because he'll be the easiest one
totally.
To beat.
Totally. What is he going to do when he gets up next to Obama? Is he going to agree with Obama? Is everything
yeah.
he says? No, when in fact Obama is following Romney, and Romney doesn't even know who he's following. And
yeah,
as I said
right.
yesterday, the whole Romney care came from Anthony Weiner's desk, who's a bisexual, mm-hmm. a confused reprobate,
yep.
who's not even faithful to his own.
Mm-hmm.
This is both Romney and Obama, folks. Is this uprightness? Is this integrity? Is this honesty? And yet, in I'm hearing in Florida, through their polls again,
oh, sure, the polls.
You know, I think what they do is I think they go back to Massachusetts
yeah.
and they gather like 10 members of Romney's family,
mm-hmm.
and then they say, well, who are you voting for?
Willard.
Willard.
We know Willard here.
And you know they probably get chastised for saying Grandpa Willard or Uncle Willard.
Uncle Will.
Oh, Willard, my pa. It's ridiculous. Folks, you have to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah.
It's the people that they're omitting when they're constantly debating back and forth are the ones that they're really afraid of.
Yep.
And you can't just turn, you know, you can't just hide under the rock and play stupid
mm-hmm.
or keep your head stuck in the sand like some ostrich.
Yep.
You got to wake up, folks.
Mm-hmm.
The media's doing their play again.
Yep. They're trying to force your opinion by giving you a poll. You have no other option.
Totally. And it's, you know what? It's completely sickening to me. Mm-hmm. I can't handle it.
Yep.
It drives me bananas.
Speaking of evolution.
Yes. A little late on the uptake again, but you know what? We're working with her.
That's a loud one.
That's a real loud one.
Was he saying Willard?
I'm just really, dude, I'm seriously, folks, I'm seriously frustrated about this process. Mm-hmm. And then, forgive me, but I have to say it again. And then you listen to these people through the state-run media that are capping on the state-run media that are doing the same thing as the state-run media. You know, it's like, come on. We should be voting for the individual that is principled as to who we are. I've said this before, and I think it's important for people to hear. Mm-hmm. I was asked one time on a radio show, so Bradley, what is your beliefs? I said, what do you mean, what are my beliefs? We can have different opinions, folks, but we should have the same principles. We're not even talking about the same principles. Or the same opinions, because we don't have the same principles. Wow, I mean, it's just that crazy.
Yep.
So,
where a man diverts from the principles, you're never going to get what you're looking for in that man. And that's plain and simple. If I was to pick out of all those candidates who's the least principled, I could say on the past, on the history.
He has no business being up there at all.
That's right.
None,
and even
zero,
today,
zero.
And how quick he switches and changes. And Newt's got a lot of baggage, too. But we need consistency, and that's why people are scared of Rick Santorum. Because he's extremely consistent. And he's the one that people are trying to pinch out of the rich. Ah, just quit.
Yeah.
You don't got a shot anyways. No, you do got a shot. And it depends who you ask. I mean, we're just in D.C. That's a small little city. They're like... It's like a different planet out
there. And
it's
not even like covert like the media is doing it. I think they're just hoping that the American people will be stupid enough.
That's
oh,
right.
Come on, Rick, you don't have a chance anyway. Yeah. Well, let me ask you something, main state-run media. Mm-hmm. Who's making it that way? You are.
Yeah.
And why are you making it that way? Because you're afraid that if this man gets into position, he's going to stomp out your little leftist ideologies.
That's right.
And that's what they're afraid of.
Yep. And so. If you watch the consistency on the debates, everybody regurgitates the same thing over and over again.
Totally.
The
it's
only
like,
one that
change
can,
your point.
The only one that can stand like a pillar when he's addressing these issues is Rick Santorum.
Yeah, like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not. The truth should be the one that we're endorsing here.
That's right.
Not our opinions or not what the media says. And you know what people are saying today? Well, it seems like Willard Romney is the only one that's really electable. Well, let me ask you, brainless,
mm-hmm.
who told you that? Oh, I think I heard it on the news yesterday. I was listening to, like, CNN and, you know, Fox and all these other stations, man. They're just all behind Romney. Well, the question I have for you then, brainless, is why are they behind Romney? And then let me ask you the next question. What's the difference between Romney and Obama? And what did our forefathers warn us of? That, listen, you're going to exchange one tyrant for another. That's exactly right. But Mitt looks, you know, a lot nicer, and I like his haircut. I don't like his big, bushy eyebrows because he looks too much like, well, we're going to be talking about evolution next, aren't we?
We are.
Oh, boy, Bradley, I can't wait.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
All right, guys. All right. Okay. Just they want us to talk about them. We're getting to
leaving them,
folks. I just wanted to give you a heads up. If you'd like to go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, it's double E Bradley Dean on my Facebook. I just posted a piece that Glenn Beck picked up last year, and I threw it out there. I just thought it'd be great for your candor. Go ahead and check it out. Give us your thoughts. Tell us what you think. So on and so forth. Just want to keep you in the mix as to how we are in the mix, because we say during the discourse at the beginning of our radio show that we are turning talk radio into do radio. I could just upload Facebook for an hour, literally just finding articles of things that
we're doing.
I'm
still finding articles. I'm just searching through here, finding articles I didn't even know existed.
They didn't come from us. They're not true, probably. You think?
Unless they copied from us.
Yeah.
They're copying.
You know, hey, back to D.C. real quick before we talk about this. Isn't it interesting that when we were in Washington, again, folks, that because I heard on the radio over here today that the Homeland Security is just waiting for terrorist attacks, or they're waiting for lone wolves in the United States. But isn't it interesting that Homeland Security made those videos, not after Muslims? The actual perpetrator was a white man taking a bomb and dropping it in the back of a trunk in New York City, reporting to a black police officer. Seems like they got the roles kind of backwards here, in the sense of
who are they profiling?
Where's the Muslims?
I
don't get it. But
can't talk about them anymore.
No, better not do that.
Yeah,
but we're not politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
We're the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
And what the Sons of Liberty do, Jake? They
set brush fires of liberty in the hearts of men.
To do?
To agitate.
The Come on. You're supposed to be my parrot.
To do that. You're supposed to be my parrot?
My brains are in your head, dude. You're supposed to be following this through.
My brains are in your head? You're supposed to be following this through?
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's talk. My name is Jake McMillan.
My name is Jake McMillan.
And I'm a bonehead.
And I'm a bonehead.
See, this is great!
He got me!
How that works! See, this guy just thinks.
This guy just thinks.
Bradley Dean. Is the coolest thing since sliced bread. And he is. Says my wife. No, my wife.
My wife.
Your wife probably says the same
thing.
All right, cool.
Okay. Cool. I can't laugh like that.
Evolution is one of those topics that is so absolutely ridiculous that I would even have to take time, or I would have to even take time, to expose the theory or religion of evolution, and theory it is. But when it affects the outcome, or when it does affect the outcome of our future generations, it must take precedent. So take a look at me. Okay. Take a look with me at the absurdities of people who blindly follow its teachings.
Take a look at the absurdities of people.
Absurdities.
What did I say? Absurdities?
Yes. It has been said the philosophy of the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next.
That's right.
When people fall in line with the theory of evolution and with those like Adolf Hitler, who kill millions and millions of people because they weren't quite as evolved, this is not only terrible, but it's also very dangerous. As a matter of fact, up until 1962, there were only 2,000 to 3,000 words mentioning the theory or religion of evolution in school textbooks. But conveniently for those that promulgate evolution in 1962, the Supreme Court again ruled to take prayer out of schools, thus removing God, the giver of life and the foundation of our constitutional republic, said Moses, and ignoring 97% of the people who said to leave Americans' Christian heritage alone. What was the outcome? America's public schools exploded the mention of evolution in textbooks from 2,000 to 3,000 words to 33,000 plus words. The theory religion of evolution teaches our kids a mindset that God does not exist. Idolatry, it's the oldest sin in the Bible. That there are no moral absolutes, that some men are better than others, and that we evolved from monkeys. Folks, if you want to know why they act like monkeys... Why don't you see what they're teaching in public schools? No. Again, then we wonder why, after teaching evolution in schools, America has an epidemic of school shootings, suicide, violence, rape, and crime. Isn't it interesting when we get feedback from people? Just, there's absolutely no God, and there's no this, and there's no... Well, let me ask you something. From departure time in 1962, have things been getting better in the United States, or have they been getting worse? Hello. Come on, Jake.
I think that's what everybody's talking about. It's getting worse.
No! According to them, it's getting better.
It's evolving better?
Yes.
Oh.
They forgot what David said when he said, I have not wickedly departed from my God. But for some reason, they keep trying to high-five themselves and talking themselves out of the truth.
It kind of reminds me of those people that take polls. It's like, what planet are you on? Are you even dealing with reality? Things are getting better? Sure. Sure, just like Willard Romney's on the top of the polls.
Yes.
You know, doesn't make much sense. Who are these people?
What?
I'm thinking of the guy.
Wasn't it Bill Bennett, Jake? Speaking of which, that said the longer you keep your kid in a public school, the stupider they get. That's what he said, Bill Bennett. Secretary of Education under Reagan. Why would he say something like that? Because he knew what was going on under his watch.
That's right. And he understands the
public school system. And it was also his duty to stop this garbage.
That's right.
Okay.
And he understands the public school system, what the purpose of it is set up for.
Yeah.
Folks, it's your job to educate your kids. Your job.
Yeah. I just,
not the states.
By the way, during the break, I checked my emails.
Mm-hmm.
Someone emails me and says, someone's sick in the family. Would you pray? I emailed back. I said, did you pray? Well, I'm not God. I'm not getting you to heaven. You have a conduit between you and your God.
We have to take some responsibility here.
Folks, seriously. But back to my point. Folks, are things getting better since we've departed wickedly from our God? Or are things getting worse? I think the writing's on the wall. It's common sense, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Talking of evolution. Now, if you can convince the people that God does not exist, then the government becomes God. Now, what you are seeing today is the modern American government falling in line with the same theory or religion, away with God and onward with tyranny, because they become God. How contradictory to our founding forefathers. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, quote, unquote, in contemplating the political institutions of the United States, that's our country, folks, if we were to remove the Bible from schools, He said, I lament that we would be wasting so much time and money in punishing crime and would be taking so little pains to prevent them.
Oh, prevention.
Yes.
So that word prevention, that means justice. And you know what's interesting
is those that obey God and magnify his laws towards sin in this country, you know, the government is beginning to point their finger at them as being the rebels.
Yes, they are.
Or the outlaws. Mm-hmm. When in fact, they're the ones saying away with the Bible, the light, and the truth.
Yep.
And the laws that expose sin. Mm-hmm. So who's the real rebel here again? Mm-hmm. Just a little common sense. In other words, who's the anarchist? Little side note. Just got to shoot down this channel real quick. Occupy Wall Street in Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
You see what's going on out there, folks? I just want to tell you this. If you've not done your homework, and if you look at the Declaration of Independence, King George did the same thing. Domestic insurrection.
Yeah.
He was the breeder of it. He was the cause of domestic insurrection. What you're seeing in Oakland, California right now, you better bet your bottom dollar there is government-appointed provocateurs stirring that whole mess up.
Sure.
You mark my words on it.
You can tie them
and they'll
all
be
the
exposed just like they were in Seattle and every other city that they've been hired to do so. Remember back in the civil rights in Memphis, Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when MLK was walking down the streets in Memphis?
Yep.
Provocateurs came forward and said they were hired to actually break the windows of the shops.
Yeah,
to what? Break up the march.
Yep.
Yes.
So they act like they come in. If you trace these guys, it's going to go all the way up to this little house on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. That's exactly where it's coming from.
And his little cohorts and his minions.
That's right.
I go on. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration, says, I lament that we could be wasting so much time and money in punishing crime and would be taking so little pains to prevent them.
Mm-hmm.
Besides this, folks, speaking of evolution, Charles Darwin himself didn't believe his own theory. He didn't believe it would stand up to the light of truth. He said in his book, The Origin of Species. By the way, Charles Darwin is also on his way to Christian College when he decided that he didn't want to do it.
It's in Bible school.
Yeah. And so because he didn't want to obey God, guess what he does, folks? He comes up with his own theory, religion, called evolution. And you have fools out there. Again, it's the oldest sin in the Bible called idolatry. There is no God. Therefore, we can do whatever we want to do. Charlie said this, if it could be demonstrated that an organ exists, which could not have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would be absolutely breakdown. If that's the case, I say, Charlie, what is the basis for any of your theories? Because there isn't one.
That's right. There is no basis that it starts on, so there's never going to be a conclusion of a basis. It's all going to be shifting.
Yeah, so, hey, now what, Charlie?
You know, John Adams, our second president, and his son, Quincy Adams, both had something to say about the Bible. John Adams, most people, he's just a closed-minded Puritan. You know, all he knew was Christianity. He never experienced Buddhism and all the other wonderful religions.
Yeah. Wait a second. Let's go to all those religions just for a minute, shall we? Did any of those religions have their saviors die on the cross for them? I'm just curious.
No.
Then what redeems men from their sins?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking the
question.
There
is no redemption.
Again, I can take this to Arlington Cemetery.
Right.
We were just there a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
What ratifies our Constitution, guys?
Law.
Blood.
That's right.
That's what redeems us.
Yep.
It was God that sent his son to die on the cross for me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, he's the only one that did it.
That's right.
Because he's the only one that's alive forevermore.
That's right.
Just think about that. The king sacrificing his son for the good and the redemption of his people.
That's right. And no other religion has followers that follow their God by love or motivated by love.
No.
I have examined all religions, John Adams said, and the result is that the Bible is the best book in the world. And his son said, so great is my veneration of the Bible that the earlier my children begin to read it, the more confident will be my hope that they will prove useful citizens of their country and respectable members of society. And I lead up to this. At the foundation of our country, most of the political writings were centered around in the orchestrating and the construction of our Constitution and the framework of it. 34% of all citations that were read and written about during those debates as we ratified our Constitution, as we got our Declaration of Independence, were taken from the Bible.
John Locke.
If you want peace, you want prosperity, you want all these things that we say we want to find in a man, you don't find it in the man, you find it in the Bible.
It really comes down to this. Common sense.
Yeah.
But there's some people that just believe that we came from monkeys.
All those monkey people.
I'm just...
They're going monkeys.
Totally. You know what? I'm going bananas here, dude. I've had
too much potassium.
Give that kid a banana, would you please? Oh, don't do that. Don't. Oh, that's gross. Don't eat him. Oh, look what they're doing to each other.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, again, we're getting calls off air. And now we can't talk about all the topics that we deal with on a daily basis. We try to keep our feet on the ground by exposing what needs to be exposed and what needs to be dealt with immediately. But I want to make sure that we stay on those topics and see things through instead of hearing about it and then forgetting. It's like a football game.
Mm-hmm.
You just hear about it and you forget about it the next day.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
What was the score again?
Now, this is what's being taught to our kids. Just did a piece on WND.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just went through. And you can find it on...
Right at Facebook, Sons of Liberty Facebook. It's on the top right now. It's about evolution, the religion of evolution. It's on WND. Got a lot of quotes and a lot of people watching that video.
Oh, folks, we hit the... Every time we do one of these articles, we just go right for the gizzard.
Yes. About time somebody grabbed the gizzard.
Or should I say the monkey juggler?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. And what am I thinking?
Those
I mean, we're talking
jugglers.
About monkeys.
That's right. Stick to monkeys.
Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart that there is no God."
Mm-hmm.
Or how about this one? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
And what happens to those that start to worship the creature rather than the creator?
Well, then they begin
Romans
to act like the monkey.
That's right. And God gives them over to that monkeyism.
Let's debunk the theory just real quick. Let me give you facts, folks. As John Adams rightly said, facts are stubborn things, and I know the evolutionists and the atheists, they just hate to hear this kind of stuff, but man, I want to tell you something first and foremost. You didn't come from a monkey, and that's a real smack in the face to your maker. Number one, that's blasphemy.
Sorry to break it to you.
Sorry about that. And the other thing is you should be mad at the professor that taught you that foolishness rather than the God that sent his son to die for your sins.
Right.
Let's debunk. Let's defrock some of these theories, shall we?
Ooh.
You ready for this?
I'm
Heidelberg
ready.
Man. These are so... Folks, I'm sorry I have to do this, but I just have to do it. But I'm telling you what, every time I hit these topics, it stirs up the atheist evolutionist nest. It just does.
Frazzles
and you know what, to be
feathers.
Quite honest with you, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it for the very purpose. The only reason they get mad is because they know that they're not standing in the truth.
Yeah.
And I praise God that I have the opportunity to stand where nobody else will stand, but I better do this for the sake of time.
That's right.
Heidelberg man. He was built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human. They try to say it was a monkey. Nebraska man, scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. That one didn't work for him either. Piltdown man, where do they come up with these names? I mean, do you ever see some of the scientists that come? By the way, science is the study of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. Science is the study of creation. And the scientist, he tries to get rid of God. So why? So he can glory in his findings of that which God created.
That's right.
Piltdown man.
Piltdown.
Wow. Sounds, is that like a rap or
sounds
something?
Sounds fearsome.
The jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape.
Modern of all things.
Yeah. Oh. That one, listen, do you hear that? That one's running away. He's mad at me now.
You took
if there
my
wasn't,
jawbone.
If there wasn't glass between me and that monkey, oh, he'd... Wow.
You remember that monkey at the Como? That was a gorilla.
Peking man.
Ah, the Peking. That must be somewhere
around Chinese
Peking
or something?
Uh-huh.
I think so.
He must have ate fried rice.
And no, we have a new Chinese restaurant down the street called the Peking.
Mm.
Yeah.
We do?
Is that like the king that has to go to the bathroom the most, or what?
Be. That could
get
be.
It, Peking?
All right. I got that.
Oh, that's so tactless, bro. Well, you give me a definition, folks, of these people that these evolutionists create, and they brainwash society because it gives power over to a government so they can be God, because no longer do you believe in God because you believe you've been evolved from monkeys. Peking man, 500,000 years old.
Oh, that's
folks,
an old guy.
These people can't even get the weather right.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't even tell you what happened yesterday, and you believe they can tell you what happened 500,000 years ago?
Now, our sources tell us.
Oh, by the way, Peking man, all evidence has disappeared.
It's just gone?
Let me tell you this.
But Peking man
hasn't
gone.
The Earth is 6,000 years old, and let me tell you why. Because my father told me that was the case.
Okay.
He's not a man that he should lie, and everything he says is true anyways.
Yep. Because he is truth.
You ready for this one?
No. Peking man. Peking man, still, we talk about him, but all evidence has existed.
We just dethroned the King Pier. We just dethroned him, all right?
See ya.
See ya.
We need a toilet flush right now.
Wouldn't want to pee ya.
Ah!
Let's go on here. Neanderthal man.
Neanderthal.
What? Where? At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J.E., they love them credentials.
Ah, he's a doctor.
They love their titles.
Yes, doctor.
Dr. Cave.
Dr. Cave? Whoa. No, literally, that's his name. Dr.
Cave. I kid you negative.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, that's probably, he's probably mad.
Uh-huh.
And he's,
you know what? His name is probably Willard, but he changed it to Cave.
I was thinking, I was thinking the
Dr.
same thing.
Cave.
Dr. Cave said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis.
Oh. There's so much for that.
That one didn't work
either.
Got a couple more.
What do we do now, doctor?
Cro-Magnon man.
Ah.
My gosh.
Cro-Magnon.
You know, I got a guy that just... Everything I do, he tracks me, and he comes up with all this sophisticated garbage.
Sophisticated.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's like you listen to these people, it's like, how are you liberated?
You're
in bondage, dude.
No, I'm not. Nobody controls my mind.
What do you think?
I don't have religion controlling me, man.
Are you going to, like, try to talk God out of Judgment Day, too, when you get there? Or how's that going to work? See, folks, it's too simple for these people. It's just like politicians. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah,
it's super simple to understand.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, our forefathers were farmers.
It's true.
And by the way, the disciples, what school did they go to? They went to the school of hard knocks. They were taught by the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
People looked at them as ignorant and foolish men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen?
They were effective enough to get thrown in jail.
Cro-Magnon man.
Is that like
one of the earliest and best established fossils is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as a modern man. So what's the difference?
Cro-Magnon man. Maybe he had like chrome rims.
I hear him coming again.
Chrome rims?
Back off.
They're coming in with chrome rims.
That's enough. Now let's go to modern man. Let's go to modern man. He who conceived the theory and the religion, by the way, I say religion because it takes faith to believe something that's stupid, folks. You have natural faith. You believe in everything that you do.
Yep.
Every step you take, you have faith that you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the grocery store. Okay, you have faith that you're going to go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm hungry, so
yeah.
I have faith that
so
if I eat, I won't be hungry.
So it takes a certain amount of faith to do everything that you do.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called the theory, because it is theory, of religion, of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to really step out of yourself to believe something that's stupid, folks. But let's go to modern man. This genius thinks we came from monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Romans 1:22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Fibbishing foolish.
Fabishing lies.
You know, some other facts to these Peking, Neanderthal, and all these people.
I'm sorry I had to do this show, though.
We need to give
you guys over there behind the fence,
disclaimer.
I'm sorry, but you know what? You got to stay where you got to stay.
Yeah.
All right?
Because we're not related.
No.
Not related. So going back to these guys.
You know what? I just looked at one of those monkeys in the cage. He's got a mustache like Adolf Hitler.
Does he really?
Yeah.
So like you shaved
and
it and everything.
And I've seen another one. He's got ears like Curious George in office.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
look at that one over there. He looks like Stalin.
You know.
He's got the same hairdo as Stalin.
And there's one by Peking. His name is Mao Mao.
Satan.
Ah.
Yes.
He didn't brush his teeth either. You can see his teeth falling out.
What about Mussolini? Oh, there he is right there. He's got that stupid.
He's upside down.
He's
you
got
see him
that stupid little stump hat on over there. See, they're all in the cage with the monkeys,
that's
folks,
right.
But you know what? They're all laughing at the people that believe this theory.
That's right. Asking them to join them in the cage.
Yes!
Let's not join them
and
in the cage.
And then the next thing they do is say, let's destroy each other. Look at man is so smart, folks, he wants to kill each other off.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting what tyrants want to do?
Or
they call for abortion. Wow, that's interesting.
That's genius, isn't it?
It's
kill your own.
I mean,
that's thinking right there.
Yeah, kill the creation.
Euthanasia, yeah, definitely.
It's a thought,
mm-hmm.
But you know, that's where it comes from.
Yep.
Straight from the pit of H-E double hockey stick.
That is the most correct.
So anyways.
Without religion, this world would be something not fit to be mentioned in polite company. I mean hell, John Adams said.
Amen. And by the way, we are not preachers of hellfire.
Nope.
That is the consequence of sin not repented of before God's just and holy bar,
that's right,
called the law of God.
And on the earth, it's the consequence of inaction.
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 Indeed.
When you do nothing, hell will come.
Indeed.
It comes rolling in.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Waiting
yes.
for that... Q.
What Q?
The Q.
We
wanted them to say
there's
goodbye.
More of them this time. There's more. We're out of here.
Big breath of friends.
If you guys want to know who we are, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please check out my Facebook and please go to WorldNetDaily or
MRCTV.org.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. I'm out of here.